Share in the secret.
For snow along the Capitol. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Ellen Ratner joining us right off the bat from Talk Radio News. A lot, like I said, going on with the lame duck Congress. Ellen, I guess the thing we should first start off with is what about Afghanistan and the news today? Of course, that was heavy on the president's agenda. And a lot
it was
of people
very heavy on the president's agenda. And I'll tell you what's so amazing about it is that here you have the president and the former First Lady Hillary Clinton, and the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, in the White House press room today. And what are they talking about? They're talking about how things are better, that they are training Afghan troops. Meanwhile, the Red Cross, who never gives a briefing in Afghanistan, gave a briefing today and basically said things are the worst they've been.
Wow.
So you figure what's going on. I mean, and the Red Cross never gives briefings.
Yeah, no kidding. That had to be shocking to everybody in the room, I'm certain.
It was pretty unbelievable, and they just said, look, you know, we're going to train these Afghan troops, and they're going to secure areas, and then we're going to move on to the hard stuff, meaning that they know there's a certain amount of the country that they just can't secure, and they were asked about it today. How much of the country is under Taliban hands? And they said they really couldn't give an answer.
Wow. Well, I'm sure we haven't heard, obviously, the last in that one. Let's move on to a couple of other things. Senator Scott Brown, Massachusetts, says he's going to vote to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So do they have the votes?
I think they actually do have the votes. I just actually ran into a member of Congress who has been working on this issue for a very long time. He's one of the lame duck people, but very, very active Iraq vet. And he said he does think they have the votes, and he does think it's going to pass.
Wow. A lot of celebrations, I'm sure, certainly on that front. Also, a lot of talk to go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to also say, Harry Reid tonight said that he's going to abandon trying to get this big omnibus appropriations bill of $1.1 trillion through, and they're just going to go to a more short-term solution at this point.
Wow. What's the latest on the tax bill?
The tax bill looks like it will come to a vote later on tonight. There's been some procedural votes. I'm actually standing next to maybe the continuing resolution as well tonight. So those are both look like those are going to be happening later tonight, much later tonight, in the House of Representatives.
Wow. One last layup one for you, as I know you're swamped over there. What about this? What's behind this? The House pushing this bill to make hybrids less loud, right? Or louder, actually. Not less loud, louder.
I haven't heard a thing about it, but I'm standing next to a congressman right now. Have you heard anything about a hybrid bill to make them less louder?
No.
No. So there you have it. We don't have the answer for you.
I love that. Ellen Ratner, always a pleasure. Talk Radio News. Thanks very much.
All right. By the way, there is a bill that the House did pass, and it is exactly that. It's about making hybrid cars louder, not less loud, louder. And the reason why is because people who are blind, people who would have problems around the hybrids, they think that if they were a little bit louder, then there would be more forewarning. If you've ever ridden in a hybrid, you know what we're talking about. And I guess it's a big problem for some, so that's why the House took it up in the first place. But the big stuff really was, as Ellen was saying, Reid decides to abandon ship when it comes to the 1,924-page catch-all spending bill that is chock full of pet projects, earmarks as they're known, that would have actually pumped another $158 billion for the military ops in Iraq and Afghanistan. He gave up because he knew that there's no way this was happening. The Republicans said if it would take 50 hours, 60 hours, they're going to read every single paragraph in that sucker. And you know what we're up against? The holidays. And this is it for the lame duckers. So Mitch McConnell really threw a monkey wrench into it, throwing his weight against the bill in the last couple of days, saying it was unbelievable that Democrats would try to push this through in just a couple of days left that they have legislation-wise when it would usually take months to debate it. So you could say in the battle of McConnell versus Reid, McConnell won that round, no question about it. What's interesting, though, is the Democrats, of course, say they're going to take up the bill later anyway, and it bankrolls pretty much every cabinet agency for the budget year that started October 1st. Nothing like flying by the seat of your pants, although that is nothing new in Washington, D.C. All right, Kay Delaney here, of course, America Tonight, the name of this show. We've got a great hour for you. We're going to talk to Steve Budin, get the skinny on the last couple of weeks, actually, in the NFL. Don't forget, in our third hour, another round of Nail the Score. And that means you could win some wonderful prizes and, more importantly, have huge bragging rights because it doesn't happen very often. Chris in Connecticut nailed the score. And finally, her box is on the way. It was crazy how big that box was. She cleared out the prize closet, but not everything. We held a few things back in case we had some other winners. And, of course, we're always getting new things. But I don't think it's about the stuff that you could win. I think it's about bragging rights. It would mean that you called a radio show like this one. We randomly have the game of the week in the NFL, and you correctly pick who was going to win and what the score was going to be. I mean, that's better probably than the rates that Madam Cleo is successful when she takes those wild stabs at what's happening in people's lives. So I think it's a lot of fun. Tune in third hour and participate. If you can't get through, because a lot of times the lines are just so busy, you can hit us up at americatonight.net. We will accept those guesses as long as it's up until the top of that hour. All right, Ellen was also talking about, of course, the tax cut package that's being sent to Obama. It was incredible speed that this sucker went through. Congress did finally give the approval for that bipartisan legislation so they could avoid the January 1st spike in income taxes for me and for all of you, at least for any of you listening to us in the United States. Hello to all the Australians. And, of course, Christine and the gang listening in Sweden. You're not worried about that. But we are here in the United States. The concern over unemployment, what was going to happen there, that was the compromise. Remember, they're getting 13 more months of unemployment. In other words, in exchange for the taxes across the board. So it's everybody. If you're making under $250,000 in a household or over $250,000. Snow, snow, snow. Let it snow. Of course, it wouldn't be an America Tonight show if we weren't talking about the weather. And it actually did gunk up things in the nation's capital. They're saying they're expecting snow for Sunday, but people trying to get in and out of D.C., I heard National was an absolute abomination. It was hard to get even from New York into D.C., and of course they had snow in Philadelphia and Atlanta, all down I-95. There were a lot of delays and a lot of people trying to get out early for the holidays and expect maybe an hour or two, depending on where you're catching your flight. We'll have more, of course, on the winter weather. But next, we're talking to Steve Budin here on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today. Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Alright, so just to re-rack, the buzz will be over the tax cut package. It is official, so if you were sweating out unemployment-wise, that'll be extended. And if you were sweating it out when it comes to where you fall on the tax charts, anywhere you fall, you don't have to worry about the Bush tax cuts expiring. But if you're sweating it out over how we're gonna pay for all this stuff, join the club! That's part of the problem, right? So let's talk about football here for a little bit, since we've got the nail the score thing coming up. I mentioned that we would dive into it yet another week, getting closer and closer to the playoffs. There's going to be some that are looking from the outside in and can't believe that they're not there. One of those teams, of course, they're probably over it by now, is the Dallas Cowboys. They were out of it from the get-go. Jason Garrett takes over in the interim. What happens with Garrett, of course, now the team 3-2, and they lost 2 games, one to the Eagles, one to the Saints, by a score of 30-27. You could say they blew it. It was essentially, especially the Saints game, I think they could have won. I might be a little bit biased as I am a Eagles fan, but a few things could have fallen differently there as well, but I really think the Saints game was the one that they could have had. They didn't end up, of course, winning that. Suffice to say, the Cowboys starting the season thinking, wow, we could be this team that actually plays on their home turf. Can you imagine for all the world to see for the Super Bowl? But not even close. I mean, not even close. Then, of course, you have San Diego rolling to the 34-7 win to keep massive heat on the Chiefs. San Francisco drops to 5-5. 9, and hope's still alive. I mean, if you're a fantasy player, a little bit different. You're looking at it through different eyes, of course. But in the case of the Chargers pulled to within a half game of the AFC West leaders, as I said, Kansas City. They lost 31-0 at San Diego on Sunday. And there are a few of those scenarios out there. And I don't think it comes into play when we do the nail the score thing. But like I said, if you're a fantasy player or it's just your team and you're waiting with bated breath to see if they're going to get into the playoffs, you've got 3 games left in the season, the make it or break it games, including, you know, what happens. Well, the Vikings are another one of those teams. Forget about it. They're out of it. But if you're sucked into the Brett Favre saga as to whether or not he's going to come back next year, and then the question whether he's even going to finish the season, what about Monday Night Football? Here's what Brett Favre had to say about finishing things out, and is this it for him, and then also Monday Night Football. Take a listen.
I'm not going to beat myself up over it one way or the other, just like this season. I know up to this point, came in, did everything I could do. Don't regret it one bit. If it's meant to, you know, to be over, then so be it. There is still some numbness and discomfort. So, again, as I said after the game, there's no way I would even consider it with those symptoms still. I think I'd be foolish to even think that way.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think I mentioned this on the show. If you saw Brett Favre's hand, it looked purple. I was looking at his hand. I thought, wow, are you kidding me? How could he even possibly be considered to be put in this? And you heard him talk about the numbness there. So the Bears and the Vikings is still set for Minnesota. What's interesting, when you have Brett Favre talking about, as he pushes forward, what's going to happen, you had 3 more roof panels collapse after a blizzard, forcing the NFL to find another home for the game. They even had to stop repair work on Thursday at the Metrodome because it was unsafe, so they couldn't have people digging around there when you had another roof panel collapse. That happened Wednesday night after heavy snow and ice. So now the league is pushing forward with, check this out, they're going to play at TCF Bank Stadium, even though there's concerns about the field conditions, what will happen with the players, all that sort of stuff. And then even today, somebody texts me that in Minnesota, what they were doing is they were hiring people to clear the stands, to shovel all the snow. They were paying them $10 an hour to make sure everything was cleared. They're working around the clock to clear out the snow out of the University of Minnesota's open air facility in time for Monday. So anybody with a shovel was invited, and they were going to get paid $10 an hour to do it. Boy, they'd have to pay me more than $10. We've talked about that shoveling things. The Viking shoveling deal. The Vikings say, look, we're committed to playing this last home game of our anniversary season in Minnesota. The Bears are saying, we have concerns about this. Well, you got to think about the Bears, too, and where they're at and the possibility of the players getting injured and how tough it'll be, the conditions to play where they're playing. You know, they're cracking down. It's funny because they're cracking down on guys for cracking heads, for concussions and those hits. And then you've got people playing on this type of a field, this frozen field. You think of Jay Cutler, who already has had a concussion after 1 game this season. And the condition in that field is whatever, at least the Bears for sure, are talking about this. They haven't formally complained, and there isn't one really planned. They're saying they don't want to protest, but they want to make sure it's as safe as possible to play there because they believe that the show must go on, just like the Vikings do. But for goodness sake, they don't want anyone to get injured because of pathetic field conditions. So that stadium seats 50,000 fans, which would mean, give or take, 14,000 ticket holders would be out of luck. And the Vikings say that it's, you know, you're seated on a first-come, first-served basis until the stadium is full. They're not even going to serve any alcohol. Woohoo! Well, that'll be a lot of fun, right? So, can you imagine that? Alcohol in the mix of that stadium. I don't think so. I mean, this is probably a good decision. But you should see the field. It just looks terrible. And they're working, like I said, round the clock to try to get it ready. I really can't blame any of the Bears for being apprehensive, or for that matter, any of the Vikings for being apprehensive about playing on this. They're not going to protest, but they're worried about it. And if you're the Bears and you're talking about the playoffs and you've got Jay Cutler, who, like I said, already had a concussion, there's, I believe, reason for concern. Week 15 in the NFL, there are a couple of good games. I mentioned the Chargers already knocking out the 49ers on Thursday. That score was 34-7, just to recap that quickly for you. You have the Redskins and the Cowboys. This is a who-cares game, unless you're a Cowboys fan or a Redskins game. And there are a bunch of games like that. I call them throwaway games. The Browns and the Bengals would be another one of them. There was a time in history where that would be a big rivalry because of the Cleveland fans and the Cincinnati fans, but certainly not this season. The Jags and the Colts could be interesting, and that's in Indianapolis. Who knows what Peyton Manning that you'll get for that one. And, of course, you have the Eagles and the Giants, and this is an intriguing matchup because that's the top of the NFC East, and this is at the new Meadowlands where they're playing, and everybody's got their eyes on Michael Vick. So this is an important game, certainly for both squads and definitely for the Eagles. They'd love to pick that up, get that 10th win, and knock off the Giants with just a couple of weeks left to play. Another good game, Saints and the Ravens. That one's in Baltimore. The Ravens are looking to pick up their 10th win, and the Saints are sneaking up on people. They've strung together a bunch of wins. They're 10-3 on the season. I think the game, two of the games that I like the best, although I'm not sure because the Jets have played lousy the last 2 weeks, but the Jets and the Steelers could be an intriguing game. It's in Pittsburgh. The Jets weren't so great last week, and of course they were horrible the week before that at the hands of the Patriots. They look like a JV squad. Now you have the Patriots, just world beaters, in December taking on the Packers. And that may be, and that's the Sunday night game, which I like anyway, that may be one of the better games on the board. And the line is New England by 4.5 in some cases. On the board, I think it's even at this point, so they're not really calling it. Brady at home, 6-0, looks like a world beater. I wish I could come up with another cliche, but that's the truth when you watch them. So that might be the best game. The one that people will laugh and get a chuckle out of and hope nobody gets hurt, of course, is the Bears and the Vikings, since we've had this strange storyline about the Metrodome falling apart with the snow and playing at the University of Minnesota's field while they're frantically trying to clear things away. All right, we're going to clear some things up on the flip side with odds and ends. Stay with us, everybody.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Odds and ends here on ATN has to be this story that we have talked about now really for months. Julian Assange leaving finally a London jail. So the man who is slippier than a James Bond, any of the James Bonds in, of course, the motion pictures, because this is real life, not the movies after all. This guy finally is caught on camera and has something to say because he was in prison and then was released. He, of course, is the editor of WikiLeaks. He walked out of high court after being freed on bail on Thursday. 9 days after he was picked up for questioning about those alleged sex crimes in Sweden, he was in solitary confinement, and he said it caused him to reflect on the conditions people around the world actually suffer in solitary confinement. Oh, I feel a book coming on. There's always an opportunity, right? Assange thanked everybody and said that if the justice system is not always an outcome, at least it isn't dead yet. Remember, he voluntarily turned himself over in London last week, and this all goes back to, as I mentioned, what's going on with the Swedish prosecutors who want to question him about these sex charges, not related to WikiLeaks, related to his personal life. So when he comes out, he has plenty to say, takes a jab at Robert Gates, the defense secretary, of course, in the U.S., talks about a smear campaign and a few other things that we've actually been dying to hear from the horse's mouth. So without further ado, here's a little bit of Julian Assange.
Let's not forget that within 24 hours of these allegations being made about rape, the most senior prosecutor in Stockholm, Eva Fenny, reviewed them and said that there was not even a suspicion that that was true. One only needs to look at the sneering smile of Defense Secretary Gates upon hearing upon my arrest, looking like that he had swallowed the canary. We don't have proof of that this originated as an attempt to attack the organization, but certainly once it was underway, it has been used very aggressively.
All right, so he's saying that WikiLeaks is being attacked because of what's happened with this whole thing in Sweden. The next hearing, if you're keeping score, the extradition case is scheduled for January 11th. Now, what is the U.S.'s take on the WikiLeaks? The U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is saying they're not backing off of this. He's actually pushed a couple of actions that he's calling significant related to looking into the criminal side of the publication of the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of documents. So, 250,000 U.S. State Department, and that doesn't even include everything that came from the Pentagon. WikiLeaks is saying that there's more to be published. How much more do they have to churn out? And like I mentioned earlier in the year, WikiLeaks made big news, too, because of the thousands of documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And WikiLeaks is standing by, or the founder is anyway, by the fact that they say the public has a right to know what goes on behind diplomatic doors. And that simply is what we're doing here at WikiLeaks. You buy that? Do you think it's just, hey, I'm a good guy, I just want to publish this, I don't care what people think the ulterior motives are, rather, but it's obvious that there's a lot of cat and mouse play behind the scenes. And when we get these documents, man, we're publishing them. And forget it. Wherever the chips fall, they fall, and so be it. And we know how Americans feel, I think. It's really split. I'd say it's pretty 50-50. People would like to see the guy tried on espionage, think that he's taken it too far. Then there's a few that are in between. And, of course, there's people that say, bravo, there's too much we don't know, and it can only help when we are aware of what's going on behind the scenes. See, my take is, initially, that would be my feeling. Okay, if there's crazy dealings that need to be exposed, that this cloak and dagger stuff, then sure, if it's wrong, then we need to hear about it. I mean, think of Watergate. I'm thinking of the real big things. Think of Watergate. Think of the Pentagon papers. Hey, how about Iran-Contra, right? What do we need to know versus what we want to know versus what we shouldn't know? Is there a category for we shouldn't know? If you think there isn't, then you absolutely hail this guy as a hero. Now, among half of the Brits, because they did a poll, they believe that the sex charges against the founder, Julian Assange, are an excuse to keep him in custody so the U.S. can prosecute him for releasing the secret documents, right? A CNN poll of British opinion just released a day ago when the bail hearing was found that 44% of the people who responded in England believe that the charges are a pretext. Only 13 flatly disagree. 43 say they don't know. There's that cloudy area. They're not sure. So he's going to keep fighting the extradition. Doesn't have anything, as I mentioned, until the second week in January, and the opinions are just going to flow. Only 31% of Americans who pay attention to the stories like the Assange story say the WikiLeaks publication of diplomatic documents serves the public interest. Only 31%. 60%, according to the Pew Center, say it's harmful, say this should not happen. Now, my question is always going to go back and back and back again to the leakers, to the whistleblowers, and their choices to disclose information. Why? Axe to grind? Think that they're doing the right thing because people need to know? You just have to ask yourself, it's always what what's in it for me? If the question ultimately in everything in life is what's in it for me, what's in it for Julian Assange? What's in it for the whistleblowers? Relief because they can't stand to have the secret knowledge of what they've seen. You might say that with Afghanistan and some of the civilian deaths and the soldier who decided to go off the reservation and take the chance, and now, of course, he's sitting in the brink, but the brig, rather. But in the case of the State Department, I don't know that you can say that with the memos, memos from the Saudi king and some other things. I don't know that you can have this burning, this rips me apart, I've got to release it. I don't think so. So I would call foul on that one. And because this is odds and ends, just to reiterate, the U.S. House passed the $858 billion tax deal negotiated by the White House, and everybody was in on this, the Republicans and the Democrats, who were going to try to kill it, but they did not kill it. So here in the lame duck session, something does pass, and it happens to be the tax cut deals. I'm getting a lot of emails from you, so I want to clarify that, make sure everybody's on the same page there. It's done. It's over. Not going to expire because it's going to get extended. And the cuts, by the way, get extended for 2 years. The unemployment benefits get extended for 13 months. Now that we've cleared that up, how about this for odds and ends? Don't ask, don't tell. Another biggie on the agenda. There were protests really on both sides of this in Washington. The House passed the repeal. You already know that. But how far can they go with it as the clock is ticking? The bill was what they call a standalone measure. It wasn't tied to anything else. A lot of times these things are tied, as you know. So it passed 250 to 175, mostly on partisan lines. It moves to the Senate. At this point, as I said, the House of Representatives, in case you missed it, this happened on Wednesday, they voted to overturn the ban on openly gay and lesbian soldiers serving in the military, passing legislation repealing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, how fast can this go through the Senate? That's the question. The question is, they're working on the tax and the benefits package. Well, now that just went through. That's up to the president. Of course, he signs it. Done deal. So now there is room for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Will Don't Ask, Don't Tell actually, bringing this around to the conversation with Ellen Ratner in Washington, I mean, will we see that the time is passed because there's just not enough time to do this, or will this be the next thing? I'm saying, we're going into Friday. Don't know. Lame duck doing the tax package, maybe start, but something has to give. So is it going to be this again? Are they going to repeal this, or does this get bounced around? There is certainly some opposition to it, so that wouldn't be completely shocking. At the top of the show, I also mentioned what was going on with the snow. And luckily, warmer temperatures are starting to head toward the south because of the citrus crops. 9 billion citrus fruit, that kind of stuff, orange groves, destroyed last year because of the winter chill. You don't want to see that happen. Already you're paying 1.5% more for groceries if you've shopped lately. Terrible. Spend $100 at the grocery store and tell me how long you can eat on that $100. If you get a bunch of ramen noodles, maybe. But if you're getting real food, not very long. So slowly warming up across the south, the freezing rain starting to go away. But boy, that snow is nasty in the northeast. Coming up next, we can count.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
All right, topping we can count. Don't know if you're familiar with the Pink Panther. You're familiar with the good Pink Panther, you know, the old flicks. Go back and watch it. Rent them on Netflix. Because some of it was pretty funny, the Peter Sellers stuff. Well, Blake Edwards, who was a longtime Hollywood movie director, he produced 8 Pink Panther movies. And Breakfast at Tiffany's, Days of Wine and Roses, 10, Victor Victoria. So harkening back to a different era, he died at the age of 88 from pneumonia, complications from pneumonia at St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California. So they've released that. At what point did he pick up the little statue? Because that's always the deal, especially with, from the director's point of view. He got an honorary one in 2004, and a lot of people thought that was overdue. He directed 50 movies. Can you imagine directing 50 movies? How cool is that? But this is the other thing. He was also a writer, so he wrote or was involved in some way, even co-authored, I guess, 38 screenplays. He was known kind of as that fiery-tempered director because he feuded with the studio people back in the days when, well, they ran the show and that was it. you know, don't jack with the studio. So he messed around at MGM and Paramount, some of the other studios. And in the 70s, he moved with his wife, Julie Andrews, to Europe for 6-7 years or so, and put together what I still think is one of the funniest satires on Hollywood. Here's another good one to put on your list, if this is before your time. And it would be a tad before my time when I realized how brilliant this is. But the film S.O.B. is about, you know, life in, basically life in Hollywood. And that was an 80s flick. But check that out. And, of course, like I mentioned, the Pink Panthers, the 70s, that was in the mid-70s. And to me, that exemplifies, I think, what he was able to bring to the big screen. So Blake Edwards dead at the age of 88. All right, there's some other things to get to here on We Can Count. It is about the numbers. I mean, often it's lighter fare. Sometimes it's a little bit heavier stuff. And I think going from the Blake Edwards thing, we talk about this all the time, the push to solve this immigration riddle, whatever it is, that constantly gets thrown back on a shelf somewhere, which I don't understand. If it's a problem, it's a problem at some of the border areas, Arizona, whatever. I've talked about this numerous times, having lived in El Paso. Juarez is such a ridiculous war zone. I almost can't wrap my head around it, because just on a lark, we would go there for lunch. Oh, let's go over to Juarez. We probably have enough time. Let's just go over the bridge. We'll park on one side and we'll walk over. I can't tell you how many days I did that, how many weekends I spent there. Now, there's just, you'd have to push me over. I would not walk across that bridge. I would not do it. And I know a lot of people who grew up in that area that say the very same thing. It just is, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what you're going to encounter. So Mexico's drug war has left, you ready for this number? 30,196 people dead in 4 years. 4 years. And Calderon is having a crackdown. Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, is having a crackdown on drugs and eradicating them in his country, and comes to the United States and has the nerve to address both chambers of Congress and takes a slap at Arizona for what they were trying to do. Give me a break. The Attorney General, Arturo Chavez, says that many people were killed in some type of drug-related violence nationwide since Calderon took office in December of 2006. Just this year, it's over 12,000. And that's the highest since he stepped into office. Violence is increasing. It is not stopping. I mean, it's not. Calderon, whatever his stance is against drug traffickers and all the high praise he gets from our folks in Washington to let him talk that way about Arizona and to take a nick out of it and tell his people to avoid Arizona. I mean, give me a break. I could care less what this guy says. I think he is ineffective as well. So you see the disputes with the Gulf Cartel and Nueva León and the Zetas. You say the name Zeta to anyone who knows, and they're just flat-out shootouts. Monterrey, Mexico, which is the third biggest area, another place that I've been to, besides Ciudad Juarez, they'll just open fire. It's like the OK Corral, only in Spanish. They'll just open fire. That's what happens. And anybody in the way, oh, well. That's how bad it is. How badly people are just getting pounded in some of these areas thanks to the drug cartels. There's car bombs and just the corruption is unbelievable. And the drug tentacles, it shows you how the air down there is just thick with it. I don't see them eradicating this anytime soon. And Calderon his administration hasn't been very effective at all at doing that they haven't been able to do anything to really take a nick out of it other than say to the United States, we need your help. We want to be part of this. We need you to clean up your side of the border. We need. Well, how about you do, and we don't want your problem. Keep your problem over there then. Okay, we don't need it. We don't want it. Forget about it. Quickly, a couple of other things. So, one, when we get a high in the stock market, it's worth mentioning, and because this is a numbers game here on We Can Count, the market was high on December 16th, a red letter day for some who might have made a little bit of money, or at least they feel more comfortable about some of the stocks they have. A two-year high. It's been strange. We've seen these wild dips and then a couple of really big highs, but a two-year high is certainly something to talk about. I looked at a chart of the Dow, and I couldn't believe it. Across the board, the Dow closed 41 points higher to end the highest close since September 8th of 2008, and the S&P picked up 8 points. That's their highest since 2008. So do the math. The gains were broad-based in the Dow, with really 25 of 30 components closing much, much higher. Now, trading the next couple of weeks will be pretty silent, pretty quiet, and that's because why we're up against the holidays. And there are people who are talking about when to get in, when to get out, and it's interesting looking at the economy and looking at a couple of other things, the new private home starts that rose in November. I think that helped a little bit, but the number of people filing for initial unemployment fell 3,000 to 420,000 in the last week. All those kind of stories are part of what makes up what happens on the stock market. It's all about what's the economics of the country, what's happening in some of the sectors out there, whether it's manufacturing or retail or whatever it happens to be. And that's what the stock market is. It is all about talking about where we're at. And the negative buzz or the positive buzz is how you see stocks roll. Either they roll out higher or they roll out lower. You know, it never ceases to amaze me the brilliance of hackers. And I say brilliance because how is it with the smartest people that we have running some of these companies and hiring some of the people to protect their information, there's always a way to get in. And when it's a college, it's scary because you think of all the people with their social security numbers and whatnot. Well, the information, the data on 760,000 now at risk after another university has been compromised, this time Ohio State University. Somehow the server was illegally accessed. It had names, it had addresses, it had social security numbers, it had dates of birth for current and former students. Also for faculty, people, staff, applicants, you know, you name it, it was on this list. And how frightening is that? Because what are they going to do with that information? Listen, I went to Ohio University. It happened to me. I got a letter in the mail. Go figure.